Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest tonight grew up in Southeast Michigan. She's a public speaker, learning specialist, and an academic coach. She's the founder of a two-day workshop entitled Empower Mind, which combines study skills, memory techniques, conscious and subconscious mental programming, and self-empowerment. She's also the author of You're a Genius and I Can Prove It, and has just finished writing Discovering Your Child's Divine Purpose. Her name, Miss Kimberly Kastner. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
You're listening to Anything is Possible with Jack Rasula, sponsored by Trust in Us on News Talk 760 WJR.
We're with the famous public speaker, learning specialist, and academic coach, Kimberly Kastner. Kimberly, welcome. It's an honor to have you.
Oh, thank you, Jack. It's just so great to be here. I really appreciate it.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your parents?
I grew up in Union Lake, Michigan, and I grew up around lakes, and I was always in the water and swimming and sailing. And we have four children in our family. My father was a director of special education and a school psychologist. That's probably where I got my excitement and enthusiasm in learning. My mother was a stay-home mom, and I had a pretty good childhood, I've got to say. I think my parents were always really supportive. They always felt that I could do anything that I wanted. They always told us, just do the best you can. If you come home with C's on your report card, but you did the best you could, that's great. You can be anything you want to be. Just do the best that you can. And that was kind of the message that I got growing up.
What grades did you get in school, and how good of a learner were you?
Well, that's an interesting kind of two-part question. First of all, I was a kinesthetic learner. That means you learn by doing. I was an intuitive learner. That means you learn by feeling, kind of feeling the subject, feeling what comes next. And also, I learned a lot by talking. Spent a lot of time out in the hall, in the principal's office, because I could not stop talking. So for me, learning was a little bit difficult because I was more right brain. I was more visual, kinesthetic, like I said. And so because the school system is set up in a left brain approach, it wasn't very easy for me to learn. So I had to put a lot of time into learning, but I was an overachiever. I would do whatever it took to learn well. So my grades were pretty good, you know, all the way through school, but I did extra credit. I manipulated teachers. I gave them, you know, tried to cajole them. I tried to, you know, make them feel like I really, really cared about the subject. I would do whatever it took to get the grades. So for me, growing up, school was difficult. It wasn't fun. I had what some people might consider attention deficit disorder today. I used to daydream. I used to get bored easily. So it was always a real challenge. And when I hit college, my first semester, I took 16 credits, and I would study 20, 25 hours for a test, Jack, and I would get a C on it. Because I had a difficult time taking multiple choice tests. I was very analytical. I would look at all the reasons why this test, why this answer would work in this certain circumstances. And I would overanalyze, so I wouldn't do well on those tests. Well, by my senior year, I learned the system. I learned to play the game of Central Michigan University. And I also learned a few things about my ability to learn, about what time of day do I learn best? How often do I need to repeat information? How do I need to process information? And also how to communicate with professors. Well, by my senior year, I took 22 credits, got straight A's, never studied past 5 or on weekends, and had the best senior year. But it's because I just learned a few elements on my own, in my own process, and the way that I learn best that completely reversed my experience in school.
You say that school systems teach with a left-brained approach, you and many others learn from a right-brained approach. Explain the difference.
Well, a right-brained approach is much more creative and visual. Let me first talk about the left brain. It's reading, writing, arithmetic. Follow the rules, stay in the line, sit in your seat, do it this specific way, please the teacher. If you don't have that ability, if you're not a left brain person and you're a right brain genius, you're creative, imaginative, musical, artistic, intuitive, social, then you don't fit into that system. But what if we reverse the system? Now, what if we had those left brain students now having to learn the prologue to Romeo and Juliet to a rap song? What if they were learning math formulas, a multiplication by jumping on a twister board and learning pattern recognition to learn those numbers? And everyone's cheering, come on, next person, 7 times 8 is 56, jump on the numbers and let's see you go. The left brain students would be going, oh my gosh, this is so difficult, just give me a book. And they would be panicking. So it doesn't mean that the left brain students are more intelligent than the right brain students. It just means that they learn differently.
How did you ever figure all of this out?
Well, for me, when I worked at Pepsi-Cola for 7 years, I was a really strong performer. And I was promoted, you know, 5 times in 7 years. But I learned so differently. When my bosses would ride with me, they were very left brain, and they would want me to be very meticulous. They would want me to bring my sales presentation and flip over each little chart. Sometimes I would forget my sales presentation, and I would just learn intuitively and sell intuitively with the person. I would find out what their needs were. I would really tune in to the individual versus doing a set program. So I learned so differently in my own process, and I used to panic when I would ride with people that would learn differently than me, like my bosses. So what I wanted to do is show people how to be able to learn most effectively within their own learning system.
We're talking to Kimberly Kastner, who in her late 20s moved to California and really started her career. We'll ask her about that when we come back. I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
This is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR with Jack Krasula.
Welcome back. We're talking to Kimberly Kastner, the founder of a workshop entitled Empower Mind. You go to California, you start this workshop. Tell us about the workshop.
Well, the reason that I started it is because I saw that kids, I was sitting in my studio apartment, I was watching TV, and I saw the news, the kids were killing themselves, dropping out of school, all these horrific things were happening in the school system. And I had this epiphany, this moment, you know, that said, wow, you can affect that group of kids. So what I did is I put together over the next 6 to 8 months, accumulation of techniques, study skills, memory techniques, everything, Jack, that I had seen that produced results. Okay, not theories, but just produce results. I'd taken self-awareness workshops. I went through a 13-week psychotherapy program to understand how childhood affects learning. And what I did is I put these all together, and then I made it fun. I put them into games. I put them into interaction so that people would be alive and have fun, that it would even excite someone with attention deficit disorder with hyperactivity, that no matter what the attention of the student was, that they would be engaged and excited about it. Then what I did is I test piloted at a school in San Rafael, California. And after we got done, the principal said we had exceeded his expectations in every single category. The grades of the kids went up, the test grades went up, the attitudes, the tardiness went down, the absenteeism went down. So I was so excited because he said he wanted to put everyone in the school through. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. But then I realized school systems don't have money. They don't have the big budgets. And so what I did is I started to work with the public sector. And I really listened to the students. When the students thought something wasn't working, boy, I'll tell you, you want a tough audience, you get yourself in front of teenagers. They let you know immediately if something isn't working. And so when you get in front of these kids that come in incredibly rebellious and angry and upset because they have to be stuck in what they perceive this learning workshop like school, they come in with this attitude. So I've got to reverse that attitude quickly, because in the first 2 hours of my workshop, they can leave and get a full refund. That's the agreement with everybody. So I've got to engage them right off the bat. So let me tell you a story. I'm in East Palo Alto, number one murder capital of the U.S. due to gangs. And in walks this whole group of really hostile kids in there on a weekend. This one student, David, had never had a success in school classroom ever. He had 25 credits, needed 220 to graduate, and was a junior. Well, I teach a memory technique, how to memorize 20 words forwards and backwards in 2 minutes. And what I do, this is the emotional component, Jack. It's very important that we bring in the emotional component of learning, because what happens with students and tutor companies and all the different places that work with these students is they don't work with the emotional component of the child. If a child feels humiliated or is anxious or upset, they're not going to have the ability to learn. So you've got to empower them right off the start. So what I say to all these kids is, okay, if you could learn 20 words forwards and backwards, you have to be brilliant, right? And they all say, well, yeah, but no way, right? So all these kids get all 20 words in 2 minutes, except for David. I say, how many of you ever had your mind go blank? The whole class raises their hand. I go, oh, it happens to me all the time too. David, I'm going to show you how you learn on break. And then on break, I show David kinesthetically, learn by doing. And by the end of the workshop, 8 hours later, I say, oh, by the way, David, could you do those 20 words? David gets all 20, and the whole class starts clapping and cheering for him. If you could have seen the light go on in this child, it was amazing. The next week when we came there, he was waiting on the doorstep for us to come in a half an hour early. All the parents go, wait a minute, David doesn't like anything. How could he be here? Because he did something that he knew that he couldn't in his mind do. And when you give people the opportunity to accomplish something in a short time, and do something that they would bet their lives they couldn't do, it's amazing the whole attitude and the confidence that's built up in them. So they have a completely different experience with learning afterwards, because now they know what they're capable of doing.
When most of us see tough, angry, out-of-control children, Kimberly, what do you see?
I see students that are in a lot of fear and a lot of pain. You know, we don't know what's going on in these homes that these kids are coming from. We don't know if this child was told, you're stupid, you're an idiot, by another teacher. We don't know if they were told that by their parents. And so it's really important to be open to something else going on with this child. If the child's fallen asleep in class, something else could be going on. Let me tell you a story. I had a group of kids that were adjudicated youth, okay? That's the imprisoned kids. And this group that I started with, before I even met these kids, they were screaming at each other, you effing this and that, and swearing at each other. While I'm up there writing on the chalkboard, I haven't even met them yet. And I'm going, oh my gosh. So I turned around and I jumped up on the chair and I said, if you think you're stupid, if you think you're idiots, if you think that you can't accomplish anything and that you're not brilliant, then get out of my classroom, because I believe in you. I believe that each one of you are geniuses and I'm going to prove it. Well, that stunned them, first of all, because they're used to people being yelling at them, but they're not used to something positive coming out of them yelling at them. So as I'm teaching this workshop, we've got Ramon in the workshop. Ramon is the class clown. He's funny, he's the leader, instigator, out of control kid. But he's a leader. And all the kids follow him. So instead of yelling at Ramon, I say, Ramon, could you stay after class? Or Ramon comes up and he's like, yeah, you know, he gives you that kind of look and that the head's down. And I said, Ramon, I said, do you realize what a powerful leader you are? And he's looking at me like, come on, be real. And I said, don't you see how the other kids follow you? Don't you see how they laugh at your jokes? Don't you see that they look at your response to something I've done before they respond? I said, you have so much power. We are so lucky to have you in this workshop. And he just stood there stunned. Ramon became our ally. And then he was the one that helped us keep everyone else under control, because he was empowered by looking and noticing and acknowledging his strengths versus what everyone else was doing is focusing on what was wrong with him and his weaknesses.
You say all you need to do is find out how you learn, and then learning will become easy. What do you say to a listener that says, that's great, but everybody's always told me I'm dumb? How do I learn how I learn?
You learn how you learn through a myriad of processes. You see, you can't just say, well, I'm a visual learner, or I'm a kinesthetic learner, or I'm an auditory learner, and that's it. I mean, a lot of people just look at which senses do you learn from. But you have to look at your past experience in your childhood. You have to look at what time of day do you learn best. Are you a right brain, creative learner, a left brain, technical learner? There's so much involved in learning, Jack, that everyone's a unique puzzle. And when you can figure out the puzzle and take all those pieces together and discover, oh, wow, when I listen, I remember things better. Boy, when I act out things and physically get involved, like great athletes, then I learn better. It's first thing in the morning, that's when I'm most awake and alert. That's when I learn better. Oh, gosh, I can't learn until after lunch. Boy, when my family tells me I'm stupid, I shut down in learning. When people empower me and show me how great I am and what I can learn, then, wow, it's amazing. There's some shift that happens. Like, I just had a workshop where a whole family came through. All the kids were really rebellious. Well, I just got an email 2 days ago that every single kid, all four of these rebellious kids that didn't want to be there, all got completely straight A's on the report card this last time. I'll have to send you the email. I mean, I was just amazed. Because the one student that sent me it was a CD student. His brother jumped a 14-2 in the long jump before the workshop and a 17-2 in the long jump after the workshop. His mom said it was directly related to teaching him how to get into the zone in the workshop, how to build that confidence, and how to visualize his success.
Can you do this for my golf game?
Well, sure. Absolutely. Visualization's everything.
We're talking to Kimberly Kastner. I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Now back to Anything is Possible with Jack Krasula, sponsored by Trust in Us on News Talk 760 WJR.
We're talking to Kimberly Kastner, who personally has taught thousands of students, teachers, and adults. Can we talk about some famous people in history that were considered slow, hopeless students, disabled students?
Well, look at Steven Spielberg. If it wasn't for his mother's support, taking him out into the desert and filming all these weird creatures and, you know, really engaging him in his passion, who knows what might have happened to him? He's brilliant, but he was considered learning disabled growing up. Well, Robin Williams was kicked out of school. You know, in Detroit here, actually at Country Day, was kicked out of school because of his behavior issues and his problems in learning. Edison, the same thing. But, you know, the one that really I want to talk about is Einstein, because he didn't even start talking until he was 4 years old. He didn't start reading until he was 7 years old. And this was fascinating to me because a principal that I worked with had a friend that knew Einstein. And he was a mathematician. He was really excited about this math formula. And he's showing Einstein this math formula. And Einstein's like, whoa, wait, slow down. And this guy's like, wait a minute, this is Einstein. He's telling me to slow down. And he wanted him to do it in piecemeal. And he'd give him the first part of the formula, then he'd walk around the room smoking his pipe, thinking about it. Oh, okay. And he'd have him go on and continue. So many times, Jack, in our school systems, too, they want you to do things really fast, right away. If you haven't got the answer really fast, then you haven't got it. So people are in this anxious state, even in corporate America, when people are called on and asked and put on the spot. If they have to come up with an answer right away, they think they don't have it, and they shut down. Well, Einstein, one of the greatest minds of all time, had to do things in his own time and process it in his own way. All of us learn in our own way. Some of us take longer to process. Some of us are more visual or kinesthetic than auditory. Some of us need to learn at a certain time of day. Some of us need to be competitive in our learning. So there's all these different things that come into play when we're talking about some unique person's ability to learn and their learning system.
When we come back, we'll ask Kimberly how it is she can take anybody and have them remember 10 to 20 unassociated words, forwards and backwards, in order, in just a minute or two. I'm Jack Krasula. This is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.